Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross. Michelle LeClaire was a member in good standing with the Church of Scientology. Not just that, she was one of the stars of the Church of Scientology, giving something like $2 million a year, until the church discovered that her significant other was a woman. She wrote a book about it called Perfectly Clear. And just to set up this situation, tell us how you joined. It was because of your mom, right?
That's right. So my mother and I had moved from Oklahoma to California in the late 80s. And she started working at a management consulting company that happened to be one of the largest recruiters to the Church of Scientology. So, you know, she had no idea who L. Ron Hubbard was or who, you know, what Scientology was about. And then during the summer, she got me a job there working. And her life just started to be infiltrated by the people at Sterling, the secularized Scientology courses, and eventually so did mine.
So Sterling was a company owned by the church?
It was not owned by the church. It was owned by separate Scientologists, and they would consult individual practitioners such as dentists and ophthalmologists and chiropractors, and they would push secularized L. Ron Hubbard management technology. And then, of course, eventually their consultants would become close with these doctors from consulting them in their business. And if there were any marriage problems or personnel problems, they would then refer them to the Church of Scientology to take courses.
I see. So this is not run by the church itself, but by individual Scientologists who were they just, did they establish this company for the express purpose of recruiting people? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, look, we weren't around when the company was started. I don't know that I believe that it was started to recruit people, but it was started by very high level Scientologists, and they promoted L. Ron Hubbard secularized courses. And then of course the church, we would see actual official church members at Sterling all the time. And they would come in and do briefings. They would walk in with their uniforms. You could tell that there was a very close connection between the two.
So as you got closer to the church and more familiar with it, so can you summarize what their religious philosophy was and why? I mean, at one point you found it quite attractive, didn't you?
Well, the Church of Scientology was started out with Dianetics. That's what L. Ron Hubbard wrote in the 50s. And he believed that there were two sides to the mind, a reactive side which recorded painful experiences, and those painful experiences held you back in life today. Well, that may sound fine, but after being out, I've realized that there are a lot of things that L. Ron Hubbard used that were other people's philosophies and then tweaked them to make them his own. So Buddhism, for example. The problem is that they have a different way of getting to those painful emotions, and it's something called auditing, which is done with an e-meter, which is like a lie detector, and you sit there and hold these cans that have a tiny amount of electricity that runs through them, and you are asked questions by somebody called an auditor. So that person is supposed to be listening and guiding you. The problem is they don't guide you to the areas that you truly want to talk about. So if you've had a bad day with a spouse and you want to talk about that, they're going to guide you to the areas that make you feel the worst. Well, what did you do to create that? And so what happens is you start to realize as a Scientologist that if any horrible things happen to you or any horrible illnesses such as cancer, you are led to believe that you created them all. If a child is molested, they created it. If a woman is raped or a man, they created it. If you get cancer, you pulled it in. And it is a horrible feeling to feel that every single accident or ailment or situation that happens to you is always your fault.
But if these sessions make every member of the Church of Scientology feel humiliated and worthless, why would anybody stay in the organization?
Because they build you back up, right? If you look at any sort of brainwashing or cult, they break you down and build you back up. So in session, you get broken down. And the only way you get out of session is you have this realization that it's all me. I created it. It's my fault. And I'm going to fix myself. I'm going to make myself a better person. And the church has courses to help you become a better person, so they say. And so now it becomes coming out of session and taking these courses and relearning how to think. And then everybody is cheering you on and so proud of you that you took full responsibility and so proud of you that you are learning a new way.
And those courses come with a pretty stiff tuition.
They do. They start out small in the beginning to lure people in. And then once you have done the basic courses, they are thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars. And to go all the way up to the highest level is hundreds and thousands of dollars.
But this worked for you. I mean, you became incredibly rich. Describe for us how that happened.
Well, you know, it's interesting to say it worked for me. I think, you know, my whole adult life was in Scientology. Do I think I would have been successful without Scientology? I do. I can only look at my earlier years in high school and realize I was a great student, wonderful grades. I had lots of friends, and I did that all on my own without Scientology. In Scientology, my chance of going to college, my true education was taken from me. So as a naive person and somebody who was looking to be accepted somewhere, I think I did a great job doing exactly what I would have done in school. I took every single course that I could take. I threw myself in business because I was in a very bad marriage. And that was who I basically was. What the church did is once I started making a lot of money, they required a lot of donations. And I was lucky enough to build an extremely successful business, but millions went back to the Church of Scientology.
You were selling insurance, right? What kind of insurance?
I was doing premium finance insurance, which is working with high net worth individuals and insuring their estates.
Right. So at what point, how much were you making a year?
Well, it all varied, but, you know, it started out smaller. I did very well at, you know, my early 20s, making hundreds and thousands. By the time I was in my early 30s, I was making millions per year. And, you know, I stayed in a nice millionaire status for a while.
Mm-hmm. So you lived well and you gave a lot to the church. According to the book, you gave what, $2.5 million 1 year?
I did. Well, it was actually over the course of 2010 to 11, and about $5 million just in a few of the last later years.
And as you mentioned, your marriage is not working out. You had children who you love, of course, but then you discovered that you had fallen in love with another woman.
Yes.
And that became a problem for the church. How did they find out?
So this is interesting. I tried to come out, and I talk about this a lot in the book, of what happened to me when I tried to come out at 19, and the church was not having it. So it was something that I had to push down and lock away, which was very, very difficult for me. So once I finally divorced, I had tried to divorce 5 times, and once one abusive night was just more than I was willing to take, I told the church that.
And to make it clear, you were trying to get divorced through the church, right? I mean, you could have gotten a civil divorce anytime.
That's right. And I was trying to, and that's what happens. The church requires that you do everything through the church. If you do anything outside of the church, you have to go through something called the International Justice Chief of the Church of Scientology and get approved. And that means going to the police, suing for a divorce, or suing another church member. So in my case, I ended up finally leaving in 2008 and divorcing. And I was introduced to a woman, and she was a lesbian and had been out for many years. And we eventually fell in love over the course of about a year, year and a half. And it just absolutely shattered my entire belief system and made me really look at what I was involved in.
You were, at the time, getting investors for a movie and a play. And when the church found out that you had fallen in love with a woman, and we're going to leave the church, that's when they started going after you. So what was the first indication that they were really, really, really upset about your lifestyle?
Well, it's interesting. I was introduced to a man in 2005 who was trying to get me to invest in a film. And he was very well known in the church, longtime Scientologist, and worked with L. Ron Hubbard. So a very trustworthy guy in my eyes. There were many high-level Scientologists who had worked with him. I did not do anything with him until 2007. It took me 2 years to research him and feel comfortable. I put my own money, you know, my family invested, and some of my clients, a small percentage of my clients, invested with him. I didn't know at the time he was stealing me blind. So for 20 years, I had an extremely successful business. The church had no issues with my business at all. The moment that I started even having a friendship with a lesbian woman, an internal investigation was launched on me inside of the Church of Scientology, and they were trying to go after my insurance business. They were very upfront with it. They were calling me in for interviews. They were interviewing anybody that had ever worked with me. They contacted my mother, because my mother was a top executive in the church, was trying to get information. And they couldn't find anything wrong on my insurance business. And reports were flying constantly. The moment that my relationship, and it was literally within weeks, the moment my relationship turned romantic, I got a telephone call from the mentor that I worked with in the church. And she said, I have one question for you. I need to know if you are with, or if you are in a relationship with a woman. And I said, if you are asking if I'm in love with a woman, the answer is yes. Literally a week later, a massive report was written on me by her husband talking about how not only did my insurance business need to get looked into, but they are concerned about the business that I am doing, that I was hired to raise capital for. And that man was my weak link.
So why, I mean, when they asked you this, why couldn't you just say, that is none of your business?
Well, eventually I did. I mean, you know, you have to realize that when your entire life is wrapped in one organization and you have been taught to look at something as all your answers for so many years, it's not so easy to just pop out of it. The good news is because of the woman that I was with, the lack of discernment that I had within myself, that love started to get me to open up my discernment and look at this group and say, wait a minute, I actually need to contact a lawyer outside of the Church of Scientology. So within the month of the time that I was told I was being investigated by the church, I contacted an outside firm in New York, and we required the producer to do a certified financial audit. Within 2 months of our requirement of doing a certified financial audit, he left the country, went to Israel, came back and said there was no money left in the company.
That's when you realized you had been scammed.
Oh, absolutely. I contacted my clients immediately, my family. I took every major asset I had. I put it into a trust for my clients. I knew that I was 40 years old. I had millions of dollars of residual life insurance income coming in. I didn't think that there would ever be any issue with my business on the insurance side, and I could always remake myself and make more money, and I didn't want them to lose. So I jumped on it immediately, and the problem was is that the church now knew that there was this narrative of missing money. And so 8 Scientologists started writing reports that I was the owner of the production company, that all the money was going through me, and started sending these reports in to the Department of Corporations, and those people were interviewed. I want to be very clear. There is this whole narrative in the media right now that I have said that the Church of Scientology and the government somehow, you know, created a relationship with each other to take me down. That is not what I've said. What I have said is the Church of Scientology initiated their own investigation on me when they knew that I was in a gay relationship. And they took those reports, and 8 Scientologists were interviewed. The government doesn't know what somebody's religion is, right? I don't think the government's going to go interview somebody and say, and by the way, at the end of this interview, are you Catholic? Are you Jewish? Are you a Scientologist? So I don't think the government realized at the time that they were being fed a false narrative.
And it you're saying this was deliberate on the part of the church to get the government to go after you. But when you say it was the church that did it, who is the church? Was there some one person pulling the strings here?
So the Office of Special Affairs runs anything that has to do with legal. The Office of Special Affairs was pulling the strings. I went in and spoke to them when they first started the interview. My mentor was writing reports. Her husband was writing reports. They had recruited in a life insurance agent that was a Scientologist who was writing reports. There were multiple Scientologists contacting my clients, trying to get information from them, trying to contact the people that worked for me. And then the man who stole the money realized, okay, I'm going to team up with the Scientologist and keep myself protected because Michelle is this evil person who is gay, and they're going to team up with me. And that's exactly what they did. I mean, there were Scientologists walking in and supporting him in court, paid his bail when things got the worst, and he was protected all the way through and still is today.
Now, why weren't you protected? You point out that in the past, you've been able to essentially buy yourself out of trouble with these large donations. Why didn't that work this time?
Well, I wouldn't say I bought myself out of trouble. I would say that I bought myself a divorce, which was very good. And, you know, I thought those things could happen. I thought I could be the rainbow flag waving Scientologist in the beginning when I came out, but they weren't having it. You know, if you have to realize in Dianetics, Elron Hubbard thinks that gay people are the lowest of the low. And he quotes in Science of Survival that we should be disposed of quietly and without sorrow. So their narrative that they're speaking right now to say that we have no stance on relationships and no stance on homosexuality is an absolute lie, because all you have to do is read the church's scripture. So the moment that I said, I am no longer donating and I am no longer going to be part of an organization who will not let me love the person that I love, then they have something called fair game. And it is a policy that L. Ron Hubbard wrote that if somebody defects from the church, Scientologists may lie, harass, and harm another Scientologist or person who speaks out against the Church of Scientology. And it is a policy written by L. Ron Hubbard and applied today.
Yeah. Well, of course, the Scientologists aren't the only religion that considers gayness to be a perversion. And there are some countries who will execute you just for being gay. What is it that threatens them so much about it?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know what threatens them. I think what we have to realize is there is no comparison of this cult to a true religion. So if the Catholic Church, which I believe is a true religion, but has definitely spoken out against gay marriage, they're very vocal about it and they're honest about it. If the Church of Scientology does not believe in gay marriage or homosexuality, then they need to be honest and open about it. But instead, they want to bring everyone they can and recruit everyone they can into this cult purely for money. And then they do their gay conversion therapy. And they're not open about it, and they are not honest about it.
Is anything they are doing here illegal? Because as a religion, in a country where Congress can't make any law abridging freedom of religion, they can believe whatever they want to, can't they?
Well, this is the question that I think someone like Leah Remini has posed better than anyone with her show, The Aftermath. Leah and I have spoken about this. We believe that the Church of Scientology has violated things such as the RICO law, which means if more than, and I'm not a lawyer, so I'm going to paraphrase here, from what I understand, if more than one person from the same organization commits a crime against another in that organization or outside the organization, the entire organization can be at fault. And the fact that I have IP addresses that broke into my computer, I talk about the details of this in the book that has happened to me. The fact that they tried to broker business deals and broker loans and then get people to back out of those the moment you leave the church. You know, the following, the harassment. I believe that there are crimes there that can be uncovered that can ultimately affect their 501c3. And I question why the government is not looking into that further.
So you think they need to prosecute the church?
I would love to see the church taken down.
Taken down as in dissolved?
Dissolved, the 501c3 taken. If they have actually committed a crime, it is not up to me to prove it. It is up to me to provide the information that I have that has happened to me.
Does the Church of Scientology help anybody? It just seems to me that if it was completely about the money, that eventually people would, as you have, grow tired of it and leave. But, I mean, you were helped for a while anyway. Aren't there others who essentially swear by it, whose lives have been turned around because of it?
Well, I mean, I think people that were with Jim Jones can say they felt that they were helped, and that was a cult and led them to death on many. Scientology's membership has dwindled greatly. From everything that I hear, they are down to about 20 to 30,000 people that are left. So I think there are a lot of people that are getting tired and frustrated with the pressure. Do I think that there are things that L. Ron Hubbard stole from other people to use? Maybe some Buddhism that makes sense. It doesn't sound bad that we all take responsibility for our past or pain or misdeeds that are harming us in the future. But that's also something to work with psychology. And Church of Scientology believes that anything in the mental health department needs to be stopped and never allowed to be practiced. So for me, the Church of Scientology kept me in an abusive relationship. The Church of Scientology did not allow me to explore my sexuality. The Church of Scientology did not allow me to get a real life, real world education. Was I extremely successful in my business? I was, but I don't feel that that was because of the Church of Scientology. Did I have friends and was I surrounded with accolades and pushed to be out in the world doing speeches and things like that? Yes, and those felt great. But every time I would finish doing something good or meeting somebody new, I would have to turn those relationships over to the human rights director of the church. There was always an angle, and you were always controlled. And I don't think controlling a person's every thought and every movement and every action in their life has anything good in it.
Wow. That sounds horrible, but then you have people like Tom Cruise and John Travolta who remain in the church. Why? I mean, people like that who are independent and successful, why would they subject themselves to that kind of control?
Well, Leah talks about the difference between a normal Scientologist and a celebrity Scientologist. So if you're a celebrity in the Church of Scientology, very few rules apply to you, and you are given every ounce of protection, anything that you want, auditors with you daily. So it's like walking around with your personal, you know, psychologist, I guess you could say. The difference is that that auditor is just reminding them of the things that the church knows about them and can put out in the public eye. So look, I was not a Tom Cruise or a Kirstie Alley, but I was around them quite often, and they are catered to. Sadly, the Church of Scientology teaches you that ego and PR and money and accolades are the true definition of success. The definition of success for me today is love and kindness and just taking a moment to be still and be in the world. That is something that the Church of Scientology doesn't believe in. So Tom Cruise may be enjoying his time there. I feel sorry for him, and I worry for anybody that's still there.
So your book is out, perfectly clear. It is a devastating portrait of the church you decided to leave. What's your status now? Are they still following you, as you describe in the book? And what's ahead for you?
The church is still following me. Things were quiet for a while. I knew that the moment this book came out that I would have stepped on an anthill. They were all over New York when I was doing the initial media. We just spotted a very high-resolution camera with a sound device pointed directly at my house from a balcony of a house or a rental property across the way. So here's how I look at it. I am not scared of them. And if they don't like what I wrote about them, then they shouldn't have done the things that they did. And I am not a woman who is scared of a fight or will back down from the truth. And I will protect my love and protect the right of others to love with everything that I have.
Michelle LeClaire's book is titled Perfectly Clear, Escaping Scientology and Fighting for the Woman I Love. Michelle, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.